today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Shamarkin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a great time today. Hopefully, no whammies will show up, and everybody will make big bucks. Wouldn't that be great? Right now, let's meet the three players looking for all the bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our first player, Karen Carcello. How are you, Karen?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Karen, where are you from?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I've just moved here in July from Phoenix.
You moved? Phoenix got in there somehow? What did you say?
I lived in Phoenix for 7 years, but I
But it wasn't sunny
here.
Enough?
No, it wasn't sunny enough.
This is the place to
and
be.
And this is a big disappointment. Not nearly as much sun here.
You plan to go back to Phoenix, Karen?
No, I'm
good
staying.
Good idea. Good idea. Karen, you're frighteningly attractive.
Oh.
Isn't she? Yes. You'd have a good time in California, Karen.
Thank you.
Maybe you make some money, too.
Oh, that's the idea.
That is the idea of the game. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, our second player is our champ, Don Boyd, with $12,800. Don. I know you're going to give a portion of that to Mickey Mantle, but what do you plan to do with the rest?
I'm going to take my girlfriend on a trip I promised her about 6 years ago, and then the rest of it I'm going to put into a motion picture project that I'm working on.
I see. So the girlfriend, 6 years.
Right.
She's stuck with you.
I've been on the program, on the project longer, though, so it'll all even
I see. What's the girlfriend's name?
Diane.
Diane?
Diane.
Diane, it finally paid off, Diane. 6 years. I'm taking you someplace. What a guy, huh? Good luck today, Don. Our third player is Carolyn Schoenwetter. And Carolyn's back because she had a problem with the question because we were stupid and Carolyn was smart. So she's back to try us again, right?
Yes.
And you were married recently, right, Carolyn?
Yes. Well, he's sitting out there.
He is?
Yeah.
It's okay. You're still married, huh?
Yes.
Is things going well?
Yes.
Is he behaving himself?
Sure is.
That's too bad. You want to get more bucks today, Karen?
Sure do.
All right, let's do it. Let's get some bucks here, gang. Answer these questions. Give me a buzz and answer three spins. A multiple choice answer gets you one spin. Here's the first question. What fraction of your total daily calories should you eat at breakfast? Don?
I'll say half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Karen?
One half.
What do you think, Carolyn?
One half.
You guys don't know nothing. At breakfast, you'd eat one quarter of your total daily calories. Would you like this question? You guys? Maybe you guys can split it up between the three of you. Can frame it. Yeah. That's a good one. You give a share of it to Karen? Good. Hopefully, we won't have to tear this one. According to the Hostess book, you've obviously all read it, the first wedding anniversary is paper and the 25th is silver. What precious stone is the 75th? Carolyn.
Oh, God. Gold.
Is the correct answer gold, ruby, or diamond, Karen?
Diamond.
What do you think, Don?
I'll go for diamond.
I got news for you. Anybody that makes it to the 75th should get an entire diamond mine. You know what I mean? It is a diamond.
Yeah.
Karen gets a spin. Don gets a spin. 75 years with the same human being?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
If you're called an Anglophile, what country do you know a lot about? Don.
America.
Is it America, France, or England, Karen?
England.
What do you think, Carolyn?
England.
Anglophiles are expert on England and the English crack here. Karen gets here and Carolyn is spin. Not a lot of spins here, gang. I just thought I'd relate that to you. Four is not our record. So this question, you want to buzz in and answer it all correctly, or I'm really going to get ticked off. What famous young tennis player is known as Super Brat? Don.
John McEnroe.
Is it John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, or Yvonne Lendl?
It's Karen. John McEnroe.
What do you
yes,
think, Karen?
John McEnroe.
Yeah, it's old Super Brat John McEnroe. Karen to three, Don to four, and Carolyn to two. You got some more spins. We're coming back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. and we're going to have a lot of fun. We have over $50,000 up there. You don't believe me? Trust me, it's up there. Cash, prizes, goodies. There's little creatures called whammies that you don't want to experience, right? Just stay away from the whammies. But what you don't want to stay away from is one of our great trips, right? Well, our very own Mouseketeer, Mr. Rod Roddy, is going to tell us all about one.
Hi, boys and girls. Here's a dream that could come true for one of today's contestants. Children of all ages will love 6 days in Florida's Magic Kingdom, Disney World. Experiencing all the thrills and excitement of Walt Disney's wonderful world. A trip worth over $1,500.
Nice trip to Disneyland. Disney World, rather. All right, gang, you want to win this round so you can play last in the final round that gives you an instinct advantage. You can pass your remaining spins during your turn if you are frightened of the whammy, and four whammies will give you fear because they will put you out of the game. Are you ready? Fewer spins first. Carolyn, you with two. Big bucks.
Okay, let's go all the way. Let's go all the way for this one. Stop
at $1,000.
Oh, good start. Okay.
One spin left, you're in first place.
Good. One more time. Let's go for it. All the way. Here we go. Stop
at 750. Oh, 750. Right, that's a good use of two spins, Carolyn. Karen, three spins. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. $1,500. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $400. Negotiation. Second place. Two spins, Karen.
All right, I'm going for the $1,500. Ready? Stop.
Stop at an answering machine. With all the calls you're going to get, you'll need it. $320, $720, one spin, $1,030 less than Carolyn.
Okay. Here we go. Come on, I need that $1,500. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $400 more. $1,120. Second place, Karen. Don, four spins.
All right, let's go now. A little more this time, and stop.
Stop at advanced two spaces to a Flocati rug.
Oh, my favorite.
You want a Flocati rug. For $350.
All right.
Who cares? Three spins. Here
all
we go.
Right.
Third
spin. Get a clock to put on the rug here. All right. No, one of those guys. Stop.
Oh, my God. I don't, you know, the whammy has about 46 Flocati rugs now. I don't know what, maybe he's going to knit them together and make wall-to-wall carpeting. In any event, you have two spins left, Don. You want to hit it again?
Sure, no more
okay.
Flocati rugs here. All right, let's go. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop
at 500 bucks. One spin left, you're in third place, Don.
Okay, let's go. Big one this time. And stop.
Stop at 700 more. That's $1,200. Karen, 1120. Karen, 1750. You have first place advantage. We're coming right back after these words. Don't go away. We'll be here. My, oh my, last time you guys were a little low in the spin area. You know what I mean? You think you can give us a few more spins this time?
Yes.
I've got the questions
so.
Here. Now, you have the answers?
We sure do.
Karen has them. She assures me she has them. Karen, the question is, do they match the questions?
Hopefully,
they will. Let's find out. If you do, match, you get spins. Here's the first question. New landscaping, painting and redecorating, or a new swimming pool? Which improvement do real estate brokers say is best to make, Karen?
A new swimming pool.
All right. Is swimming pool new landscaping or painting and redecorating, Don?
Landscaping.
What do you think, Carolyn?
Swimming pool.
You know, what's interesting is none of your houses are worth a nickel now because the top improvement on the broker's list is painting and redecorating.
Oh, okay.
Karen, what do you do? Karen, what do you do, Karen?
I'm an interior designer.
Karen, would you like this question? Maybe you'd like this one. Here, Karen, you take that one.
Yeah,
she used to be interior designer. Now she builds swimming pools. Here we go. According to Runner Magazine, this fruit is an ideal pre-workout snack because it's easily digested, converts rapidly into energy, and compensates for body losses of potassium. What is it, Don?
A banana.
Is it a banana, an apple, or an orange, Karen?
Definitely a banana.
What do you think, Carolyn?
Banana.
Yeah, that healthful pre-workout snack is the banana. Karen, a spin. Don, three. Carolyn, a spin. Here we go. Here's a quickie. Hmm. What is the kitchen called on a boat? Don?
The galley.
Is it the galley, dinghy, or the head, Karen?
Well, it's the galley.
What do you think,
Karen? It's the galley.
I just read him, gang. I don't write him. It's the galley. Karen, 2. Don, 6. Carolyn, 2. Here we go. You can be sly as a fox or busy as a bee, but what might you be as proud as, Don?
A peach.
Is it proud as a peach, a lark, or a peacock, Karen?
It's a peacock.
What do you think
it's
it is, Carolyn?
It's a peacock.
A peach, Don? You're kind of peachy, Don, but you're proud as a peacock.
All
a
right.
CBS peacock. Karen to 3, Don stays at 6, and Carolyn goes to 3. And we're coming back for the big box after these words. Stay with us. Mighty big bucks. I know Don is as proud as a peach, and Karen's putting a swimming pool in someone's living room. But in any event, you're all here for over $100,000 of great fun and money and cash and goodies and everything. You don't want any whammies, correct? How about another one of our trips?
Yeah.
Well, Rod, the reggae man Roddy, will lay one on you.
Oh, Peter, one of today's lucky winners could find himself in the land of the Calypso, because there's a fabulous trip to Jamaica up on the big board today, and it includes 7 tropical nights on the romantic island of Jamaica. This is a trip worth over $2,500, Peter, and it could be won today.
Whoa! And if you do it, Rod is going to put his hair into dreadlocks. He promises. Is that right, Rod?
That's right.
I say, boy, this is a sight to behold. All right, gang. Carolyn, $1,750. You'll play last. You earned it. And Karen, with 11, 20, and 3 spins, you earned first shot at the board. Are you ready for big bucks?
I'm ready for big bucks.
Here we go.
I need spins. I need $5,000 and a spin. Please stop.
Stop.
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Say cheese.
Well, he has a nice picture of you, Karen.
That was rotten.
That was
more than
2
rotten.
2 spins left. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm big money and spin. Ready? $5,000 in a spin. Come on, $5,000. Ready? Stop.
Stop at a billiard table, Karen. That's worth $2,223. Puts you in first place.
Go
you have one spin, about 500.
Okay, ready? $5,000 in a spin, please. I need $5,000. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $4,000. $222. You have one spin left.
This game.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going.
All
I'm
right.
Definitely going. All you have to do is ask for it. Okay, $5,000 this time. No matter what, I need something in a spin. Please. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $750. Okay. Karen at 6973. First place for now. Let's see what Don does with $1,200 and 6 spins.
Six is a good number here. Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $3,000 in a spin. $4,200, Don. Still 6 spins, second place.
All right, let's go. Love that 6. Ready? And...
Stop. Stop at $500. $4,700, 5 spins.
$2,200
less than
zero. Oh, gotta have some more here. 5 to go. Let's go. Big bucks. No, and stop.
Stop at double your dollars. Oh. Done, and you still have 5 spins. Karen's putting the whammy hex on you. What are you
going to
do?
Got to go on. Here.
All right,
gotta
here
go.
We go.
Got a friend. All right, here we go. Big time here. Big time. And stop.
Stop at the best 2 spaces to $1,500.
All right.
$10,900, John. 4 spins. About 4,000 more than Karen.
All right,
okay. Go to Karen. If you
want to go to Karen.
$14,900, still 4 spins, about 8,000 more than Karen. What are you going to do, Don?
Pass.
Four. Karen?
Yeah.
Karen says thank you. Let's say thank you yet, Karen. You know what you got yet. 69.73,
no,
here we go.
No, I clear money. Here we go. 5,000 in a spin. I'm waiting for this one. Ready? Stop!
Stop at $1,500.
Okay.
8,473. Three more spins, Karen.
That's it. I'm taking them. I'm taking them. 5,000 in a spin. Stop!
Stop at 500 more. 89.73. Two more spins you have to take. About 6,000 separates the two of you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay, we're going. I need that 5,000. Come on. Stop!
Oh. Very pretty song. Karen left you with one spin, however. You can keep going if you want.
Well, I have to, don't I?
Okay, here we go.
No other option. Okay, come on. I need big money in a spin. Like the other time. Ready? Stop!
Stop at $1,250. You're still in the game, Karen. Let's go to Carolyn with 1750 three spins. You got some serious catching up to do.
I've got a long way to go. Long way to go. Well, let's start. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. All right, here we go. Big bucks.
Stop at a big screen TV, Carolyn.
Oh.
That has a value of $2,800.
Oh,
you're up to 4,550.
Right.
Second place, two spins.
All right, all right. All right.
About $10,400 less than Don. Two spins.
Yeah, I want to pass it to him.
Two to Don?
Yeah.
Don, are you up for it?
Yeah, there's only two. Let's go.
Okay, you have to. Here we go. 14-9 writing.
All right. Here we go. And stop.
Stop at Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
That's up for $3,304. Up to $18,204. That's a mere pittance, Don. You have one spin left you have to take. If you can avoid the whammy, you'll win the game. If you whammy, Carolyn will win it. Are you ready, Don?
I love to win. Let's
Carolyn.
Go. Press the old
button.
Here we go.
Stop. Stop at 7:15. 18,954 is your total. You have one spin left. 14,400 more than Carolyn. What do you want to do? Carolyn? You need something
okay.
Like an additional spin to stay in the game. If you don't get it, Don is the champ. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
All the way. Let's go all the way with this. All the way. Stop.
Stop at 700 at a spin. You're still in the ball game, Karen. 52-51 spin left. The seesaw battle. What are you going to do with the spin?
Pass it.
15,700 separates the two of you. Don, one spin, same situation.
Oh, pressure. The way you guys. All right, here we go. Press your luck here. Stop.
Stop at 15,000. We'll come back and test it right after these words.
Okay, Peter. Don, listen to this. You have won a Puerto Rican holiday. You and your companion will fly to San Juan, Puerto Rico for a six-day stay, or six-night stay, that is, at the El San Juan Hotel. Choose activity or relaxation, glittering nightlife, magnificent beach, gourmet meals at the San Juan Hotel and Casino, Puerto Rico. That prize totals $3,304, Don, combined with the $17,150 in cash you won today and the $12,800 in cash and prizes that you won previously. That gives you a new grand total of $33,254. Congratulations.
The same, Don. Congratulations to you. You get to come back and hit on us once again.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And Karen and Carolyn, it's been good having you with us. We've got some nice prizes for you. Karen, I look forward to some of your redecorating jobs. Until next time, this is Peter Morgan. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
So
Some member of our studio audience will receive authentic pure crystal lamps imported from Europe by Crystal Clear Industries. Each piece is hand-cut and individually signed from Crystal Clear. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Capture your best memories with a Polaroid. The Sun 600 comes with carrying case and coupon for free film. Plus, lemon sunlight. It cuts tough baked on, caked on, stuck on foods, even grease. Sunlight with lemon juice cuts the tough stuff loose. Also, a toaster oven. It's a toaster, it's an oven, it's a top runner. This convenient energy saver with feature window makes cooking a breeze. And Q-Bell, taken as directed, can help reduce the frequency and severity of night leg cramps. Q-Bell for leg ache relief and peaceful sleep. And get into the groove with this portable AM/FM high-tech radio. Includes earphone and special multiband for TV frequency.
Hi, I'm Al Albert. World-ranked heavyweight Alex Garcia, also Olympic star Eric Griffin, co-features tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, as Budweiser presents USA's Tuesday.